For the last year, the pandemic has aggravated many drivers of domestic violence. Substance abuse, financial worries, being stuck at home. It has also muffled the true scope of the problem. Researchers are just beginning to understand if COVID caused a spike in domestic violence. As Ryan Denham reports, one message is crystal clear. There are a lot of resources in McLean County to get help, and those on the front lines see several new options for attacking one of society's most invisible crimes.
Mary Cole is a McLean County prosecutor who handles domestic violence cases.
Even people who know that domestic violence is happening, we just get so used to it and kind of numb to it that we do kind of accept it, and that is dangerous. There shouldn't be any acceptable rate of domestic violence.
There are conflicting indicators of whether COVID has worsened the problem locally. Last fall, prosecutors and victims advocates in McLean County told WGLT they had seen an alarming increase in not just the number of incidents, but also the severity during the start of the pandemic. Now, Cole says her caseload has leveled off in the past 6 months or so.
It's still higher than pre-pandemic, but it's definitely decreased from where we were the first 6 months.
Normal police took about 379 reports of domestic battery in 2020. It's about flat from the year before. That's according to domestic violence detective Jason Hollenkamp.
And I don't know if that tells a full picture in all honesty, because it kind of depends on how you look at it. You know, our mandated reporters, such as teachers, child care providers, clinicians, I know they're having probably fewer interactions with the children and the family, which obviously would be fewer opportunities to, you know, recognize or assess and report those signs of abuse as they did maybe before the pandemic.
There are no shortage of theories about the relationship between the pandemic and COVID, whether it's cause or correlation. Mary Cole, the prosecutor, suspects that the financial pressures facing families has made it even less likely for victims to cooperate with the prosecution. And by one estimate that Cole considers conservative, 80% of domestic violence victims recant or are otherwise uncooperative. Hollenkamp, the detective, sees all the nuance and emotional weight of this type of crime. He's seen offenders use the family's pet and someone's immigration status against their victim.
Domestic violence is definitely a choice. You know, they're not abusing everyone that makes them angry. They're choosing when and where to create this abuse.
Like many agencies that help victims, Bloomington-based Mid-Central Community Action has had to adapt a lot over the past year. Fewer in-person services, but more telephone and hotline work. That aligns with the findings of a forthcoming report from the Illinois Criminal Justice Information Authority. They found that during the stay-at-home period from March to June of last year, victim service providers like Mid-Central pivoted quickly. Researcher Ann Kirkner says they also sent more clients to off-site shelters like hotels to avoid congregate living settings.
That's like an enormous amount of shuffling, but we did not see a trend that said they lost or, you know, had any decreases in their ongoing clients. So the trend that we saw was that people were able to continue their services.
And the research did not find a major increase in new clients. They just don't know why yet.
It's possible that new clients had maybe some increased barriers during the pandemic, and especially during the stay-at-home order. We just don't really know for sure right now, and I think, you know, it's going to take time.
In the last 2 weeks, however, Mid-Central's 24/7 domestic violence hotline has seen a significant increase in calls from those seeking shelter. Here's Michelle Cervantes, the Countering Domestic Violence Program Director.
I don't think we have even began to see the full effects of what's going on. We're just warming up, and I think once everything lifts, I think people are just going to start running to us.
And Mid-Central and other agencies will be ready. They're also ready with plenty of ideas for how to attack domestic violence in new ways. Some counties have specialty courts dedicated to domestic or family violence, similar to the specialty courts McLean County already has for mental health, veterans, and those with drug addiction. With additional funding, courts could expand the use of SCRAM alcohol monitoring bracelets that might act as a deterrent to the alcohol abuse that lays underneath in so many domestic cases. Policymaking aside, Detective Hollenkamp says there's something simple we all can do. Watch out for your neighbors. Don't assume it's none of your business what's going on next door.
Everyone just doing their part. You know, if they suspect someone is being abused or abusing someone, they should call 911, at least to make sure that everybody family violence, it's a crime. It is a crime, and it can result in serious physical injury and even death.
And he says if we all get more informed, maybe it doesn't have to. I'm Ryan Denham.
Mid-Central Community Action's 24-hour domestic violence hotline is 309-827-7070.